proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
This is Bill Winston. Welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. What an exciting teaching we're into right now. It's called Kings and Priests. Now, this is a teaching that you want to get into your library. This Kings and Priests, now these are two anointings that are operating right now in the body of Christ. You see, the kings are the ones that get provision. They are the ones that go out, fight the battles in the marketplace and get provision. The priests are the ones that get the vision from God to take the body of Christ forward. So you can get these two coming together, the vision from God and the provision that God gives to the church through the kings. Now, as these come together, you're going to see the body of Christ going into a level of finances, of power that we never have been before. Remember what the Bible says, a house divided cannot stand. So what has happened? The enemy has divided the pulpit and the pew, the leadership and the laity. Why? Because he didn't want us to come together to maximize that power. One can put 1,000 to fight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. It is a powerful principle. So today's teaching, we're going to show you how that functioning in your gift, whether you be a king or a priest, is going to maximize your anointing. It is a powerful teaching. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. Take some good notes now. It's called Kings and Priests. Let's go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, please. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. I said Matthew chapter 11. It's Matthew chapter 12. I thought that's what that was. Verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by the Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself, what? Shall not stand. Now the devil knew this. So what did he do? He took the boards of the church, and the boards of the church began to tell the pastor what to do. Now understand, we covered last time Nehemiah. Nehemiah, I showed you in Nehemiah chapter 2 that Nehemiah said, I received the vision that God has placed in my heart. Over in Acts chapter 26, Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Now, what am I saying? The vision is about God. Look what it says in Romans chapter 11, please. Have you got it? Verse 29, for the gifts and the callings of God are without what? Repentance. Now say that with me. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. All right? Now, the gifts and the callings. The gifts that God places in you are something that are with you whether you've used it or not. God won't take it back. Now coming over here to Proverbs chapter 17, please. Boy, this is good stuff. Proverbs chapter 17. All right, look what it says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 8. If you're there, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
A gift is a precious stone in the eyes of him that has it. And whithersoever it what? Turneth, what does it do? It prospers. Okay? Now, a gift is a precious stone in them in the eyes of them that has it. Now, if I get a diamond right out of the ground, it's in the rough. What am I going to have to do to it? I'm going to have to polish that stone. And then I set that stone, cut it and set it. And boy, let me tell you, that thing will bring a lot of money here. You follow what I'm saying? That's the same analogy. He's using that analogy as your gift. Because inside of every one of us, there is giftedness. A gift. They tell me, Muhammad Ali, that on the IQ level, just taking an IQ test, he didn't score that high. But when he got into the ring, he was gifted. You know why? Because that was his gift. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, in that, if you first start at the level of incompetence means you don't know what you're doing. I'm helping you now. Let's say you have a gift of playing the piano. You start out, thump, 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 thump. Get off the piano. Now, we're going to work with you, see, because there's a gift in you. So then you move from incompetence to competence. Now we can stand to listen to you. And then you move from there to excellence. Now, oh boy, he's a good piano player. Then you move from excellence to unique ability. Boy, you know very few people can play like that. And then you move from there to giftedness. And when you arrive at giftedness, the world begins to know who you are. Amen. Why? Because of Proverbs 18, which says, a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. Now notice what it didn't say. It didn't say your education will make room for you. Why? Because education and giftedness are two different things. Education means to draw out. It means for you to have a gift, and through education, it brings out the gift. What the world system tries to do is make you a jack of all trades and a master of none. The enemy knows that if you, as a saint of God, use your giftedness, you will replenish the earth. You will bring it back to former fullness. Oh, y'all got to get this, man. Who gives you the gifts? God. Let me show you what else he gives you. Turn to Psalms. Psalms chapter 37, which is smart self. Hallelujah. You got a gift in you. Well, I don't know. I don't even know who my daddy is. I asked you nothing about your daddy. I told you, you got a gift in you. See, we always looking for some kind of excuse so we can stay in where we are. Come on up.
Amen.
There's a gift in you. I was born from across the track. We always born from across somebody's track, somebody on somebody's side. My point is there's a gift in you. There is a gift in you. If you sitting up in here taking nourishment, there is a gift in you. And that gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. Now, I know they've used that for money as well, and money will do the same thing, but that's a law of double reference. It's talking about something that God has deposited in you. It's an endowment, folks. That's why we had, Ben Tankard came in and preached, and he told his story. Here he was going out for the NBA and went out for trials and popped his ligament in his ankle or whatever have you. He was out.
He was depressed or whatever. His aunt told him to go to church. Went to church. The evangelist came, preached a powerful message, then told him to come up here, sit on this, down on this piano stool before this piano. And he went up, just obeyed the man of God. And the man of God took some oil and poured it on his head and said, play. And he'd been playing like that ever since. And didn't know nothing about the piano. And you ought to listen to his album. Never took a piano lesson in his life. Your gift. I'm about to make you float. Where did I tell you to turn? Psalm 3rd, chapter 37. Y'all with me? How many of y'all got a gift? Man, you have a gift. And I believe in the last days we're going to bring these gifts out. They're going to start popping out. Say amen to that. See, the gift is not for you, it's for service. To serve God and to serve mankind. Say amen to that. Look what it says here in chapter 37 of Psalms and verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. Lord, have mercy. Wait a minute. Where is your desire going to come from? It's going to come from your own heart. See, God's going to not only give you the gift, but he's going to give you the desire. Say amen to this. Now, not only is he going to give you the desire, come on down here to verse 23, and look what he said in verse 23. The steps of a good man, come on, are what? Ordered by the Lord, and he what? Delighteth in his way. So he's not going to only give you your desire, but he's going to give you some direction. He's going to tell you which way to go. You just follow him. He's going to tell you, because he's going to lead you to your promised land. He's going to lead you to a manifestation of the glory of God. Everything you are inside, he wants out. Boy, I know that's right. Now, what's happening? Kings and priests. So, God gives the priest vision and gives the kings provision. Now, let me pick up here. I think we were here last time. There has been a subtle pressure to make a priest out of every king, to make them feel bad because they're not preaching, and to make a kingdom of priests, and it brings an unfulfilled life as a king. Because the truth is that both are anointed. A king and a priest. These are anointed callings and must flow together for the good of the kingdom. For God to accomplish what he needs in these last days, they must come together. Now, when the kings feel unfulfilled, soon they become spectators. They just come listening. When all the time, God wants to use them to fight a battle, get the spoil, bring it back in, build the kingdom. We're going to get some mutual respect for the pew and the pulpit. And it's going to be born out of mutual need. You need me? Come on, and I need you. Say amen to this. We're going together. Amen. Look what it says here in 1 Samuel chapter 6. Have you got it? Now, look at me for a minute. This is when David and them took the ark. They had the ark, and they were going to take the ark out of Abinadab's house. They had put it in Abinadab's house. Abinadab was a king, and they put it in his house, and the presence of the Lord that's on that ark made everything prosper. Everything prosper. Whenever you get the presence of the Lord on you, everything going to prosper. They're going to prosper in your house. It's going to prosper in your marriage. It's going to prosper in your business and so forth. And we're going to get the presence of the Lord on you. And Lord, how much I need to teach on that right there. Boy. So what happened is they took it out and they put it on the ox cart, and they were carrying it up and so forth. Now what happened? It starts slipping. They ran up on a bump in the road and started slipping. Verse 6. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it. For the oxen shook. The thing was about to fall. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. This king overstepped his boundary. Even though he was sincere, he was sincerely wrong. And he overstepped his boundary and lost his life. Stay in your own lane. Now let me show you something. Can I show you something else? Look at 1 Chronicles chapter 22, please. 1 Chronicles chapter 22. We need each other. I said we need each other. See, I'm going to give you the word, build you up. You're going to get built up. You're going to go out. Hit the battle, take the spoil. Bring the tide back in and so forth. Then built up again, go out, win the battle. Get the spoil. Now, God's going to give you so many battles to fight until you're going to want to cool out a little bit. You want to go, I'm telling you now, you're going to have so many opportunities to make so much money. Listen, I'm going to tell you, folks, we ain't seen nothing yet. When he said, everything you lay your hand to shall prosper, he means just that. When he says, I'm going to set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings going to come on you, come on. That means you don't even have to be looking around. You can be running, and they're going to run you down. Say amen to this. You don't have to be hoping a blessing come. You're going to be knocked over by blessings. They're going to come on you. Hallelujah. Now, where have I got you right now? 2 Chronicles 22. I just want... All right, 1 Chronicles 22. David is now going to talk to his son Solomon and give him the plan to build the house of God, the temple of God. Look at verse 14. Now behold, in my trouble, in those battles that I fought, I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000 talents of silver and of brass and iron, so forth and so on. Now, let's just take the gold. 100,000 talents of gold. In the concordance today, in the Strong's Concordance, in the section on weight and measurements, it says a talent of gold is approximately $1 million. Someone said that's the old Strong's. Now they've updated things, and a talent of gold today is approximately worth $2 million. Now remember when Jesus said the man left and gave one 5 talents, gave one 2 talents, and gave one talent? Somebody think, you look at some scriptures and amplified Bibles and so forth, I think it said $5,000. $5,000? That ain't a talent. Talent is a troy ounce. I'm telling you, a talent is, if a talent is $2 million, that means to the first man he gave $10 million. How would you like for Jesus to come by and give you $10 million and see what you're going to do with it? David saved it. Notice, the king's anointing. See, if you'd given that to the priest, he probably would have given it all away to the poor because he's got a ministry of mercy. The kings don't. Y'all got to hear this? I'm not saying they don't give tithes and don't give offerings, but notice how much he was saving until the Lord spoke to him and said, here's what I want you to do with it. You ain't saving it up for you, folks. If you're saving it up for you, then you're just like the world. He may as well just put you right back in the world. Let the world have it, because the world ain't going to give the church none of it. See, he doesn't want you. You're going to be rich too. You know, he said he's going to give you enough so you'll have an inheritance for your children. Come on, children. He said he's going to give you enough so you won't have to be in any kind of debt. He's going to give you enough so that you will live good and that people will look at you and say you've been blessed of the Lord. So you know you're going to have something. Don't be looking at yourself. That's the wrong way to look at it. God's going to give you enough to make you rich and make the house of God rich. That's good preaching. Now, when kings have no priests speaking into their lives with a vision, they tend to create their own vision. And the provision is wasted. It's wasted. Because it's not for that. The first priority is seek ye first the kingdom. It's kingdom business. Now I'm talking about winning souls. I'm talking about sending more people on the mission field. Folks, I've been out there. I've seen it. I've seen them eating in the streets. I've seen them laying around lepers with swords when I pass them on the car going to one province to another, and I pass them in Africa, and they're out there, and they can't walk because their legs been eaten off by leprosy, and they just crying out, could you throw a quarter out of the door? Could you throw a little money outside of your window as you pass by? Could you please throw a quarter? People just passing by. They got nothing to eat. They're outside of the camp. Nobody will let them in the cities. You see that and it'll set your mind straight forever. There's a mission for that money. God's got something he wants you to do. And then he's going to give you power to get wealth.
Oh, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now again, that's kings and priests. Now, here's something that I brought out, that there's been a subtle pressure to make every king a priest. In other words, called into the ministry. No, he's not called into the ministry. She's not called into the ministry. She's called to the ministry of the marketplace. You see, all of us are ministers, praise the Lord. But what has happened is people have not known how these two flow together. That is, that the priest get the vision, that is, a man or woman of God, and the kings get the provision. They go out, fight the battles, or go out to a job, or work their business, or whatever they do, get the provision. And they bring that back in so that the provision will meet the vision, and God's kingdom can be advanced. And that's what we're looking for. God wants us to finish his work. So what the enemy is trying to do is keep us divided, because he knows that a house divided will not stand. Folks, you find that when this priest spoke a word in the Old Testament, the kings listened. You know why? Because the words that he spoke, he got, thus saith the Lord. And as the Lord spoke into the king's heart, faith cometh. Glory to God. So now they can go out, get those battles, win that spoil, and bring it back into the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Well, that same thing is going to happen today. You're going to see the whole body of Christ escalate in terms of its influence, in terms of its revenue or money, all kinds of ways. Why? Because we're bringing together now the kings and the priests. Why? For the advancement of God's kingdom. This is a powerful teaching. The address and phone number are on your screen. Don't miss this one. I'm telling you now, don't miss it. Because there are times we've been struggling and we've had no business struggling. And the reason why we have is because we didn't know both of these job assignments, both of these categories are anointed. Both of them. They are both important. Praise God. So God is making it now known to us how to bring these two together for the good of the kingdom. I want you to order it right away. You will not be disappointed. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, we ought to see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
The teaching on kings and priests is changing lives, opening doors, and prospering businesses in a way we've never seen before. Because you are listening to the priests giving us direction. As you are listening, we are going to have sweatless victory.
The kings need the priests, and the priests need the kings. For us to get the job done that God has for us to do, is that we're going to have to come together with a divine partnership.
Order your copy of Kings and Priests today, and Dr. Bill Winston will explain the biblical definition of a king and a priest, who holds the vision and who holds the provision, the purpose of the king's anointing and how it relates to the priest's anointing, and so much more.
Now I know what I've been missing as a king. Pastor, through his teachings on kings and priests, has given me a precise understanding of where I fit in the business marketplace. As I'm constantly listening to the tapes, the Holy Spirit is now leading me to the deals that have been assigned to me to complete.
God is about to speak direction and timing to the king. And God will use your priest to speak direction and timing and tell you things he hears that you can't hear yet.
To order your copy of Kings and Priests on CD, please send $24. On DVD, please send $45. And simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. There is a divine purpose for your life. Once you understand where you fit in the biblical model of kings and priests, you can boldly go forth in your unique calling. Order your copy of Kings and Priests today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on audio cassette, videotape, CD, or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Now the kingdom is coming in you. And God wants the full expression of himself and the kingdom of God in this earth.